Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves 374 kilometers 6-lane Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot highway corridor in Maharashtra. Also gives nod to widening and upgradation of NH-326 to benefit tribal districts of Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs 50th Pragati meeting in New Delhi, reviews critical infrastructure projects like road, power and coal in 5 states. DRDO successfully conducts salvo launch of 2 Pralay missiles at Chandipur, Odisha. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people lost their lives after consuming contaminated water in Indore. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia laid to rest with full state honours in Dhaka. And world welcomes New Year 2026 with joy as some countries already struck midnight. President Draupadi Murmu greets citizens. The Union Cabinet has approved 2 major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometre, 6-lane access-controlled greenfield Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
आज जो अप्रूव हुआ है वो नासिक से सोलापुर का कॉरिडोर अप्रूव हुआ है.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
Mr. Vaishnav said the project will generate about 251.06 lakh man days of direct employment and 313.83 lakh man days of indirect employment. The Union Cabinet also approved the widening and strengthening of existing 2-lane to 2-lane with paved shoulder of NH-326 in Odisha.
National Highway 326 Odisha ke interior areas ko connect karne wala hai.
National Highway 326 connects the interior areas of Odisha. Today, the cabinet has approved the widening and strengthening of this highway. It is a 206 kilometer project with an investment of 1526 crore rupees. Gajapati, Raigada and Koraput are all aspirational districts and all 3 are tribal districts. This project will increase economic activity and improve transportation in these districts.
In tino mein economic activity badhegi, transportation badhega.
Mr. Vaishnav further informed that during the 3rd term of the Narendra Modi government, the Union Cabinet approved infrastructure projects worth over 12.6 lakh crore rupees since June 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Cabinet, which has approved the widening and strengthening of NH-326 in Odisha, is an important project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it will make travel faster and improve connectivity across Gajapati, Raigada and Koraput. The Prime Minister also said the Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor is aligned with PM Gati Shakti. He said this transformative project will strengthen west-to-east connectivity, boost logistics and generate large-scale employment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed 5 critical infrastructure projects across sectors including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. These projects span 5 states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister said in the last decade, Pragati-led ecosystem has helped accelerate projects worth more than 85 lakh crore rupees. He stressed that Pragati is essential to sustain reform momentum and ensure delivery. He encouraged states to institutionalize Pragati-like mechanisms, especially for the social sector, at the level of chief secretary. During a review of PM Shri scheme, the Prime Minister emphasized that the scheme must become a national benchmark for holistic and future-ready school education. India today successfully conducted a salvo launch of two Pralay missiles off Odisha coast in quick succession. The missile was launched as part of user evaluation trials. The test was carried out by the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO. More from our correspondent.
The two Pralay missiles, which India successfully test-fired today, followed the intended trajectory, meeting all flight objectives as confirmed by tracking sensors deployed by the integrated test trains at Chandipur off Odisha coast. The test was witnessed by senior DRDO scientists, Indian Air Force and Indian Army officers, and the industry representatives, including the development-cum-production partners. The Pralay missile is a surface-to-surface short-range ballistic missile with a strike range of about 150 km to 500 km. It can carry multiple types of warheads against various targets. It is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi-ballistic missile employing state-of-the-art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the employment of workers engaged in MGNREGA is fully secure under the newly enacted Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025. The minister said this while chairing a national-level interaction through video conferencing with representatives of MGNREGA functionaries serving across the country. Broadband subscriber base in India has crossed the 100 crore mark in the month of November this year. The Ministry of Communications today said in the last 10 years, the broadband subscriber base in India has increased by more than six times. It added that there were 13.15 crore broadband subscribers at the end of November in 2015, which grew to 100.37 crore at the end of last month. The government has banned all oral nimesulide medicines above 100 mg with immediate effect, citing health risks. Nimesulide is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug which is widely used in the treatment of acute pain. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in a Gazette notification said safer alternatives to nimesulide drug are available in the market. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Madhya Pradesh, eight people have lost their lives after consuming contaminated drinking water in the Bhagirathpura area of Indore district, while over 35 others have been hospitalized with vomiting and diarrhea. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment for those affected. A 3-member inquiry committee has been set up to probe the incident. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Begum Khalida Zia, was laid to rest with full state honours at the Manik Miah Avenue in Dhaka today. The first woman Prime Minister of the country and Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson, Begum Khalida Zia, died yesterday after a prolonged illness. Our Dhaka correspondent reports massive crowds poured into Dhaka from across the country, braving cold weather to pay their final respects.
India was represented at the funeral by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He attended the prayers and conveyed India's condolences to Khalida Zia's son and BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman. Representatives from several South and Southeast Asian countries also attended the funeral. Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus, members of the interim government, leaders of the different political parties and the chiefs of Bangladesh's three armed forces joined the funeral prayers, which were held with full state honours. After the janaza, Khalida Zia was laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman, at Sere Bangla Nagar in Dhaka, as the capital observed a period of deep national mourning. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
The official celebrations of New Year worldwide have begun. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati has already welcomed the new year 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands. Auckland in New Zealand also ushered in the new year with a colourful fireworks display over the Sky Tower. Other Pacific Island nations have also welcomed the new year with celebrations. Australia has also welcomed the new year with spectacular fireworks. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of the new year. In her message, the president said the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. The president expressed hope that 2026 will bring peace, happiness and prosperity to all and infuse new energy to build a stronger and more prosperous India. Beaches across North and South Goa are witnessing heavy crowds ahead of New Year celebrations, with hotels and cottages fully booked in several coastal belts. A report.
Beaches across North and South Goa are witnessing heavy crowds ahead of New Year celebrations, with hotels and cottages fully booked in several coastal belts. The state is ready as lakhs of tourists and top Bollywood stars flock to beaches and casinos for a massive star-studded New Year's Eve celebration. Director General of Police Alok Kumar said strict security arrangements have been put in place across the state to ensure safety and vigilance. Mahesh Sopre, Akashwani News, Panaji.
A large number of tourists are also heading to various tourist destinations in Himachal Pradesh to welcome the new year 2026. More from our Shimla correspondent.
In view of the heavy influx of tourists at various tourist destinations, the administration has made extensive arrangements. To ensure smooth traffic management and safety in Shimla city, an integrated traffic management system will be used and more than 400 police personnel have been deployed for security. New Year celebrations will continue till midnight at Shimla's historic Ridge Ground. Tourists are also hoping for fresh snowfall at various tourist destinations in the state on New Year's Eve. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said after the Pran Pratishtha of Ramlala in Ayodhya, the city has become the centre of religious and spiritual tourism and Lord Ram's glory illuminates not only India but the entire world. The Defence Minister, accompanied by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, took part in the second anniversary celebrations of the consecration of Lord Ramlala at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya. On the occasion, he installed the Dharmdhwaja atop the spire of Goddess Annapurna Temple within the complex. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said, during Operation Sindoor, India adhered to Lord Ram's teachings on righteousness.
During Operation Sindoor, India upheld the values and restraint embodied by Lord Ram. Just as Ram's objective was not merely the destruction of Ravan, but the eradication of Adharm, our objective too was the same, to teach a lesson to terrorists and their patrons, and we did exactly that. We did not respond with blind or indiscriminate retaliation. Instead, our action was measured, controlled and purpose-driven.
With the beginning of the new settling of western disturbance over Uttarakhand may lead to a change in weather conditions across the state. We have more from our correspondent.
According to the Met Department's forecast, rainfall and snowfall are likely in the higher reaches of the hilly regions tomorrow, while fog may develop in some parts of the plain. The forecast further states light to moderate rain and snowfall may occur at few places in Uttarkashi, Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Pithoragarh district. Regarding temperatures, the department stated that there will be no significant change in minimum temperature at present, though a drop may be recorded in the coming days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and West Rajasthan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves 374-kilometer six-lane Nasik-Solapur-Akkalkot highway corridor in Maharashtra. Also gives nod to widening and upgradation of NH-326 to benefit tribal districts of Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs 50th Pragati meeting in New Delhi, reviews critical infrastructure projects like road, power and coal in five states. DRDO successfully conducts salvo launch of two Pralay missiles at Chandipur, Odisha. In Madhya Pradesh, eight people lost their lives after consuming contaminated water in Indore. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia laid to rest with full state honours in Dhaka. And world welcomes New Year 2026 with joy. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.